Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. We are live today, and if you've been listening, you know we had Slaviani's concert yesterday, and what a time it was. And I have in the studio here my sometime part-time co-host, Mr. Michael Liberatore.
Always fun to be here.
And my bro, Mr. Mark Poloco, clarinet extraordinaire.
Likewise,
you can't hear him because he's not in front of the microphone. Well, what we're going to do for you today, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to play some selections from yesterday's concert. And we're also going to give you some news about things that are going on and give you a little recap of the concert. So we're going to start with Yaros and Bill from the concert yesterday, as well as singing Manohai Alita for our newly ordained Metropolitan Archbishop William Skirla, who was in attendance yesterday. And we thank him for coming, and also for the 33rd wedding anniversary of our music director and my cousin, Darlene and Greg Faka.
Metropolitan Archbishop William, and to the servants of God, Darlene and Greg, peace, health, and happiness for many years. Jeho visokopreosiašenstvu Metropolitu Archiepiskopovi Williamovi, i rabom Božim, Gregory and Darlene, podaš Gospodi mir zdravije s odhodenstvijem na mnohaja i blahaja lita.
CRS Heritage Program is fully sponsored by the CRS and sponsored in part by the GCU. We still need your support to help keep us on the air.
That's right.
So if you're interested in making a donation, call the man sitting next to me here, Mr. Who's Dean that? Poloca. That would be you.
Is that me?
That's you.
All right.
412-877-9351. Again, that is 412-877-9351. Or email him at russinradio@c-rs.org.
Now you got those pencils and papers ready. Let's have that number one more time. 412-877-9351. Or if you only understand Russian, 4-1-2-8-7-7-9-3-5-1 or russinradio@c-rs.org. Next, we're going to go to a song that we did a little bit of an immigration dance worked in the mills and the mines, and I did a song called Amaritsky Men Robit Kazhdi Dzen. American men work every day in the Voivodinian Russian dialect, and I had the guys come out with some shovels pretending like they're throwing some dolomite into open hearth.
That was good.
Then it's break time. They pull out their bottles, pull out the baseballs, start doing some cool stuff. So here is Slavyani's rendition of Amaritsky Men.
The CRS Youngstown Warren Sharon chapter for Osadne. This will take place on Sunday, June 10th at the Butler Institute of American Art, Wick Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio at 2 p.m. You are cordially invited to view a poignant and low-key film about the decline of the tiny village of Osadne, Slovakia, located near the border with Ukraine. Younger people have left the village to find employment elsewhere, and the priest laments that he has buried 50 and baptized only 2. Together with journalist and Rusyn Revival Movement activist Fedor Viko, the three men try to determine how they can capitalize on its natural beauty to attract tourists to their village. There is no charge for the movie, and there is free parking next to the institute. Snacks will be available. Butler Institute of American Art is a showplace for the Youngstown area, and everyone should take this opportunity to explore this treasure.
So that is Sunday, June 10th, Osadne over in Youngstown. Next, we're going to go to, we're going to skip away from Slavyani for a moment here, and we're going to go to, this is a group from the University of Zvolen in Slovakia, and this is the Rusyn Chendish Orchestra, part of the School of Music Culture, and this was sent to me by a good friend of mine in Svidnik, Luda Shandovala. I think I got that. Yeah, Luda Shandovala. I can't think here. Too much stuff yesterday. But tak chotobilya podjakovati Ludu Shandovalu zo svidniku poslala mi novu špivanku Rusinčendes orkestra Ivanku. Friends yesterday at Slaviani's concert, and when I was going around, I saw Tom Lay, and he wanted me to give you all this announcement that on Saturday, June 16th, the Ethnic Heritage Festival Simply Slavic will be taking place in downtown Youngstown. There'll be a Slavic beer garden. Ooh. Let's get there. I'm going to play Shadish.
Oh, yeah. We should be so lucky.
Wouldn't that be nice? They probably have Żywiec or probably one of those Polish beers over there. There'll be an ethnic marketplace, ethnic food, music exhibits, performances, folk dancers, and the Youngstown Warren Sharon chapter of the Carpathia Rusyn Society will represent us Carpathia Rusyns with a food booth and a heritage table. So that is the Ethnic Heritage Festival, Simply Slavic, downtown Youngstown, Saturday, June 16th.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Building for your future.
And for more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please call them. The Greek Catholic Union of USA toll-free number is 1-800-722-4428. Again, that number is 1-800-722-4428.
Join the National Join the National Carpatha Russian Society along with the Cleveland chapter for the dedication of the bust of Father Alexander Duchnovich. This will take place on Sunday, June 24th. There is a whole day's worth of events. The exhibit of Father Alexander Duchnovich, the dedication of the bust, tour of the Cleveland Cultural Gardens, reception, performances by Living Traditions, dinner. And if you're interested in dinner and entertainment, it is $30. I know that reservations were due a bit ago, but I think if you were to give Bonnie or Marsha a call, they might be able to accommodate you. So if you're interested in the dedication of the bust of Father Alexander Duchnovich on Sunday, the 24th of June, please call Bonnie at area code 440-729-2045. Once again, that is Bonnie, 440-729-2045. And getting back to yesterday's concert, wow, not only Slaviani did a wonderful job, I want to congratulate all the kids there, all the children that I have the benefit and the honor of teaching. And I do want to give a shout out to Steph Bartis, who texted me on the way in and said, hey, you going to play any stuff from yesterday? So definitely we have everything from yesterday. And the reception, Zabava, the food was great. Mark was playing there with Zabava a couple sets. And I had a Facebook comment saying that, wow, I have a new appreciation for that clarinet instrument. Haven't heard it played like that in a long time. Probably ever for them.
And once you hear it like that, oh, you know what? No, we're not going to sit here and stroke him anymore. You know what? You did a good job, Mark.
You did a great job. You did a great job. Okay, what we're going to go to next is Rusnak Charadash number 15, fading out into our encore.
Thank you.
Jersey chapter of the CRS cordially invites you to a Heritage Celebration dinner, the John Michalowski Humanitarian Award. It will be Sunday, June 24th, Russian Hall, 4 to 6 Woodhall Avenue, Little Falls, New Jersey, between 1 and 5 p.m. For more info, please contact Joyce Barr at 973-540-0871.
And we're going to have a special guest group there, the Slavyani Folk Ensemble. We have been contracted by the GCU to do their convention the day after that on Monday, the 25th of June. And then that day, we will be at the John Michalowski Humanitarian Award doing the performance there. And on Friday, the 22nd of June, we will be at St. Mary's Byzantine Catholic Church in Hillsborough, New Jersey. I'll give you a little more detail about that next week, so you can call, get some arrangements for that to see the Slavyani Folk Ensemble. And again, that's Joyce Barr at 973-540-0871. And Slavyani Folk Ensemble, the 36th concert, wasn't the only thing we were celebrating yesterday. It just so happens to be the second birthday of my goddaughter, Ms. Katarina Katya, as I call her. You guys call her Rina, but I call her Katya. Katya Poloka. So it's her second birthday, and happy birthday, Katya. So you want to say a few words on your daughter's birthday there, Mark?
Hey, little girl. Happy birthday, Katarina. Mommy, daddy love you.
I should have given you the warning in 3, 2, 1. To but that's cool. That's cool. Happy birthday there. Do we all want to sing happy? No, we won't. We won't go there. We should have brought our instruments. We could have played it. Probably would have sounded a lot better, right?
It could have.
You could have brought the recorder with them. You could have just played a couple.
Oh, yeah.
We should have done
live,
that.
We should do that live in the studio.
Yeah, live unplugged.
Yeah, certainly.
Although usually when we're playing, it's usually unplugged anyway. Yeah. So people unplug us whenever they listen
yeah,
to us.
Exactly.
Oh, so what are your thoughts on the concert and reception yesterday? Decent? What?
Oh, I thought it went very well. I think it was one of the better concerts. And while I have the moment here, you know, mine and Beth's group, the Amber Juniors, were a guest group. And I really have to commend especially Stephanie Bartis, Louisa, and Alex Hirsch, and my son Jonathan, because they were in both groups. And I tell you, they were running back there nonstop. And I think those four, being in both groups, did such a wonderful job.
Frickin' frack. Stefan, yep. Louisa.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Louisa's graduating concert. She's a graduating senior. Graduated today, by the way, from Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School, my old alma mater as well. And I remember I had to ask the principal, "There's nothing going on that Saturday the 2nd, is there, Mr. P?" He's like, mm-hmm. "Well, no, there isn't." I was like, "Good, because we need to have this concert." Well, let's go on to our next selection here. We have our juniors and intermediates singing Adu Dai and Od Buchka Do Buchka.
Thank you.
we're going to close out today's program with Oy Zababa Ajdorana, We Party Till Morning, and Dajja Boja Dobri Chas, God Grant Us Good Times, which we've had. We've had great times at the Slaviani concert and the reception. Once again, I want to thank everyone who came yesterday and had a good time. We appreciate your patronage. And, we played some Slaviani stuff today, but I said I was going to do that. But, you know, any last words from you guys there before I...
It's been a good weekend. I'm done.
Cool. Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for coming on the show there, gentlemen. And we will see you right here next week at 2:30 p.m. on the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 on your dial AM, or streaming live, WPITAM.com. Have a great week. We will see you next week. Zbohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i zbogom.